right, I hope you enjoyed that first song. Welcome to the Small Cactus Radio Hour. This is DJ Tolstoy, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. As usual, the metric of the week is, there's always metric of the week, not always the usual song, but definitely usual album this semester, has been Dark Saturday from their newest album, Art of Doubt. Can't recommend this album enough. If you've been listening to a lot of this show, you know I've recommended it all semester. If you're just new to the show, well, you should go listen to Heart of Doubt because it's a really good album. Definitely my favorite from Metric. I wasn't a big fan of their last album, Pagans of Vegas, but I definitely love this one. Anyway, we got some more great music coming down the line. Just like last week, it's just been more of like favorite hits rather than recent music. Kind of, you know, keeping everyone on their toes, I guess. As usual, you can call in at 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636. If you want to request a song, say hi, all that jazz. It's pretty chill around here. But anyway, we're going to get some more music, and I hope you guys enjoy. Are you saying I hope you enjoy the first chorus songs of the evening. We started in with Charlie XCX and her song Breaking Up from her second full-length album, Sucker. This is probably the album you would, if you do not know about Charlie XCX and what she does now, you probably know her from this album because this is where Boom Clap, which was famously on The Fault in Our Stars movie, adaption, and break the Rules, which was didn't really get much radio play when it was out, just a little bit, but definitely was one of her main singles off the album. This did get a music video, Breaking Up, but it did not really get that kind of the same kind of treatment that those two other songs did. It's still a really good album full of bops like this. I'd say over time, Charlie has really gotten a more, not avant-garde, but slightly more experimental aesthetic, especially with Vroom Vroom, kind of a return to form with her newest single, 1999, which you might know and is actually a really good song. Definitely check out her work if you're in for some alt-pop. Next is a little bit of another outfit, Walk the Moon with Avalanche from their, I think this is also their second album, Talking is Hard. This is also, you might know, I think it was like Dance With Me was like, yes, Shut Up and Dance With Me, Shut Up and Dance was, this, band, it was from the same album, but this was like the famous one that got a lot of radio play. You might know their other, single, Anna Sun, Different Colors, all kind of from that same kind of era. They have a new album. I haven't checked it out. I heard it's pretty good. I'll check it out one day. But definitely, I love Avalanche, Portugal, and of course their two other famous songs, that and Different Colors, make up a pretty darn good album. I haven't really listened to the rest of it, so I couldn't really speak to that. Been too big. We got a little foreign alternative rock coming up next, so I hope you guys enjoy.
Ignoring the
Heck. All right. Those last two songs, I love these songs. We started in with Camp Cope, Australian girl rock outfit, how to socialize and how to make friends. I was singing along to it, and now my voice feels a little hoarse. I like how at first I thought it was a typo when there was an S and so two S's in socialize, and I'm like, oh yes, British spelling. Well, English spelling, I guess. Not American English. Love this song. I can't say I could speak too much towards the rest of the band's music, but I definitely can say I love this song. And then I Wanna Be Your Girlfriend by Girl in Red. Oh boy, I love this song. It's very relatable. you know, but it's such a good song. It's very good angsty lesbian rock. And she has a new single out that I haven't looked at yet. There's been kind of the another King Princess has kind of been on the rise, and there's Hayley Kiyoko, and so people are saying like Girl in Red has the lesbian trinity. I don't know about that, but it's kind of fun to see that in the comments and all that. I want to this is very good if you want more moody gay rock. I know I do. Go check more of her stuff out because it's really good. Anyway, we have more music. It's gonna be great. We're taking more electronic bend right now, actually. This is gonna be super rad. Hope you guys enjoy it. I know I will. Here we go.
Now I got the flavour. Go to the bar, get a rum, no chaser. Cause me and my dons make paper. If I see a wifey, I might take her. If I see a wifey, I might date her. You're not big, rude boy, you're lamer. Middle finger to a hater. Gun fingers if you're a real raver. Raver, 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 raver,
guys enjoyed that last core of songs. We came up with some more electronic music in here. Started in with Dirty Car by Studio Killers, their newest single. I'm guessing they're gonna probably drop an album soon. I hope so. Came in with Party Like It's Your Birthday. It's kind of interesting because both of them have like kind of low-key music videos for them, and the first one in the second one have kind of allusions to some of their earlier content that wasn't necessarily related, but now it is, and kind of building up a kind of lore, which is actually super rad. Definitely check out their music if you're into this kind of thing. You won't regret it. It's some really solid electronic music. Then Real Raver by TS7 featuring Slick Don. This is just a really good, I think I stumbled upon this on my genre deep dives. I think this was Vapor House? I think it was. I can't remember, but it was really good. So I listen to it every once in a while. Anyway, we got a call, listen, request. I'm gonna hear it. It's gonna be great. Of course, I never ID songs before they're played, but you're gonna hear it in a hot second. I hope you guys enjoy, and I will talk to you guys later.
Thank you. Good time. Tattoos and memories.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this last core of songs. I'm sorry for the little dings, my friend. So here's some context. My friend is picking me up. We are going to, as some of you may or may not know, Smash Ultimate comes out at midnight. What? The newest Super Smash Bros. Game from Nintendo. Super heckin' excited. But my friend is driving to Cambridgeside Galleria to pick up his physical copy, and I am tagging along. I don't have a Switch. I do like to play Smash, but I do not have a Switch. But to me, it's just a wonderful... I've never been to a midnight release like this before, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be wild. So I'm around for the ride. But anyway, we started in with our phone request with Man Piano, an outtake from Neil Cicerega's, I think, newest album, still very good. And then Prom King from Skylar Spence's album Prom King. I just ordered this album on vinyl. I am so heckin' pumped. It's going to be limited edition gold pressing and coming with a stick of Skylar Spence spearmint gum, which I am so excited for. I really got to stop buying vinyl. I've already bought like 3 albums this week. I need to stop. One was on an Amazon gift card, so it's fine. But anyway, we got some more. We're going to get a little more low key up in here. But I still nevertheless hope you guys enjoy.
Rode here on the bus. Now you're one of us. It was magic. Just a letter.
Every compliment fears a counterfeit kiss. All your delicate tears lined with your bliss. You try your best to pretend transparent as crystal. These violent delights have violent ends. As the sun goes down, the world descends into darkness, falls upon your face.
We enjoyed this last core of songs. We got a little low key tonight with Alvaez with their song Dreams Tonight from their album Anti-Socialites. I think this is their newest album. This is a great single, as well as Not My Baby is another one, and it's really pretty. One of my favorite songs from them. Next was Violent Delights from the Massachusetts-based band Closer Than We Appear from their album Evaluating Expressions. So I saw them when, okay, so for my 15th birthday, I had all these friends come with me to a Sunday matinee show at the Middle East nightclub in Cambridge. And we saw, this was one of the bands that were playing. And like about a year later, I bought this album, Evaluating Expressions. And to this day, I adore this song so much. This is whenever I just want to like a low-key introspective time listening to music, man, I turn this stuff up. I love it so much. honestly, go check out their Bandcamp. They haven't made anything since 2014, but I would love to signal boost at least this album. I haven't checked out the rest of their stuff, but I really love this. It actually says it's a free download. I bought it on iTunes. I always recommend, if you really like a song, go buy it. Go show your support. In a thing full of streaming, it's more voluntary than required at this point, is how a lot of people see it. But I still recommend, hey, support people. It's always good. Anyway, I'm gonna come in with a PSA and then come with some more music and go from there. I hope you guys are enjoying the show. We're coming towards the last, 10-ish minutes, so gonna wind down a little bit. But still, hope you guys are enjoying the night. Here we go.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
What you want. in a tongue understood by no one. Can it be that I hear what he's saying? Is there a reason why I'm still awake? And he says, I've got you written in a black book by the railroad track. You see, I know your fate. And I said, you've got to listen. I'm a songbird with a brand new track. You speak to the moon, pale as a ghost in the afternoon. Tragedy has a hold on my mind, but I can see the light between the
you enjoyed this last full core of songs. First of all, thank you guys so much for listening to the show. This has been DJ Tolstoy, and you've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. First came in with Call It What You Want by Foster the People from their album Torches, first full-length album. I played one from their second album last week. I love this, one of my favorite tracks, Call It What You Want. You might know Pumped Up Kicks from before. This is the same album. That's not my favorite track, but it's still, go check this album if you haven't already. It's really good. And then Young and Giant with Something to Believe In, which is a single from their, I think it was their newest album. Love it, love it. It's one of my favorite tracks from the band. You might know with Cops, Cough Syrup is another track that's really famous. Go check out their music if you like this. I saw them in concert and they were really good. But anyway, we're at the end of the line, so I'll just have one last song play us out. But I hope you guys had a wonderful night. Good luck on finals. Good luck on everything. I hope you guys have a rad week ahead of you. Thanks for listening.
I was scared of dentists.